In Australia, more people infected with the Omicron variant have turned up in the Northern Territory and New South Wales. South Australia's Parliament is adjourned this morning, and all MPs and staff are being directed to avoid face-to-face meetings after the former Premier, Jay Weatherill, tested positive for COVID. Pressure's now mounting on the federal government to step up its efforts in the global fight against the virus. In an open letter published today, a group of prominent Australian scientists and community leaders are calling on the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to boost funding for international initiatives by hundreds of millions of dollars. Matt Bamford reports.
If there is one thing we have learned, it's that no region, no country, no community and no individual is safe until we are all safe.
A call to action from the World Health Organization's Tedros Ghebreyesus as the Omicron variant stokes COVID fears around the world. Its rapid spread across Africa, a warning that vaccination efforts in low-income countries need a boost. Just 7% of people on the continent are fully vaccinated, and rich nations are being urged to help. China has responded. At the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Senegal, President Xi Jinping promised 1 billion more vaccines to African countries, 600 million in donations. Australia is also being asked to step up. An open letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for a multi-million dollar boost to international efforts. Signatories include the Business Council of Australia and leaders of top research bodies like the Burnett and Kirby Institutes. Jane Holton is the head of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and she's also a co-chair of COVAX, an international group committed to increasing vaccination in low-income countries.
So what we don't want is for this virus to continue to mutate unless we increase the speed and the effort to not only procure vaccines but to deliver them. We'll have a number of countries where protection rates stay very low, and that brings with it significant risk.
The Commonwealth's initiatives already include $500 million for improving access to vaccines in the Indo-Pacific. But Reverend Tim Costello, who organised the appeal, says more is needed.
This has been an appalling rollout. It's ended up with vaccine apartheid, vaccine nationalism, with rich nations, including Australia, having five times the vaccines they need for their whole populations.
The letter calls for a $250 million boost to COVAX. Jane Holton, who signed the letter, says that money will help get more jabs in arms.
Well, what we'll be able to do is exactly what we've been trying to do, which is acquire vaccines to make sure that they get delivered. And it is not just the purchase of those vaccines, it is also the delivery of those vaccines, as in getting vaccines in arms.
She says its goal to deliver 2 billion doses by the end of 2021 has been stunted by poor funding.
If we'd had good financing, we would have been in position to buy more vaccines and therefore deliver vaccines to particularly low to middle income countries. As a consequence, we have struggled to meet our targets.
$50 million should also be spent on vaccine hesitancy programs in the Indo-Pacific and $100 million for efforts to speed up the development of future vaccines. Tim Costello says it's an investment in Australia's safety.
We are on notice. Australia is not safe until we end COVID for everyone, particularly the world's poor.
Reverend Tim Costello from End COVID for All, Matt Bamford reporting there.